Hello, hi, this is Will calling on behalf of National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Kimberly Pennington.
About what?
The purpose of my call is because I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
About what facing the community?
Important issues facing your community and nation.
Okay. Sure, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, I need to know if you're in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and a registered voter?
Yep.
Thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
That's a good question.
I understand.
It's probably 50-50, honestly.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American,
yep,
Hispanic?
Just white.
Okay, thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's a good question.
I understand.
I would say somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, somewhat dissatisfied, okay. That will have to be either dissatisfied or very dissatisfied.
Sorry, I'm talking to you on my watch while I'm making dinner, so I'm kind of having a little bit hard time.
No, don't worry about it. It's your time. I just follow you. Follow your lead.
Whatever the first one was you said, not very dissatisfied, but the other one?
Dissatisfied?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like for you to rate your feelings for some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0, which means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And a 50, that means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Public schools, 0 to 100.
I would say this is based on my experience and where I live, or just what I think, like, nationally.
It's based on your knowledge, and it's totally your opinion. You decide what to grade in.
Okay, I would say 75.
75, thank you very much. The U.S. Department of Education.
I don't know. Give them a 75, I guess.
75? Okay, thank you very much. Public school teachers.
Yeah, just 75.
Thank you very much. Moms for Liberty.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, thank you very much. Charter schools.
I don't really have any knowledge of that either.
Thank you very much. Donald Trump.
I don't know. Is there one that's like, I hate him as a person? Maybe he was a good businessman. Oh, wait a minute. Fraud. How about, I'll go with 0.
0? Okay, I understand. Woke culture or wokeism?
Huh?
Woke culture or wokeism?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Okay, thank you. I understand. The National Education Association, or NEA.
I don't know anything about those people.
Okay. Joe Biden.
He's probably about a 0-2.
Thank you very much. Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
For the whole country, I would say maybe fair.
Just fair. Thank you very much. Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Ours are good. So I would say they were getting better.
Thank you very much. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 0, which means it's not important at all. Truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad, 0 to 10.
Oh, probably if you're, I mean, honest history, I would say 10.
10. Thank you very much. Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. 0 to 10.
Probably an 8.
Thank you. Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting, 0 to 10.
Seven,
thank you very much. Become more organized and have structure, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Embrace American values and be proud to be an American citizen, 0 to 10.
Maybe about a 5.
5, thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount of money or too much money or not enough money on public school education?
Probably about a 5.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that answer?
5.
Is it not enough, too much, or about right?
Sorry, I thought we were still not enough.
Oh, not enough. Okay, thank you very much.
Sorry, I'm
no, no problem, no problem. I apologize. Maybe you missed the question when I switched questions. Okay, next question. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
No.
Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? A lot? A little? Not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you very much. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade in public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I have no idea.
Understand. Have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, nothing at all about that?
A little.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of views, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I didn't understand the first part of that. Can you say it again?
Yeah, of course. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even though that
are 100%
Do you strongly agree? Okay.
Strongly. Yeah.
Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make them feel guilty or uncomfortable.
I disagree with that.
Do you somewhat disagree strongly disagree
with that?
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, thank you. Adding an ethnic studies into the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum.
I would strongly support that.
Thank you very much. Increasing discipline in schools.
Yeah, for sure. Strongly agree.
Strongly support. Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality.
Supporting teachers.
I'm going to repeat the question. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality.
Yeah.
Strongly support somewhat.
Somewhat support.
Okay. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools.
I guess somewhat support.
Thank you very much. I just want you to know that I really appreciate your time. We're almost done. We are at 80%. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12th grade. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade?
Support.
Strongly support, somewhat support?
Yeah, strongly support.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery, or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years and even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in their school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. 0 to 10.
6.
6. Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that challenges and employers value.
Yeah, that's a 10.
Thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree,
strongly disagree?
Thank you very much. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Well, I have an associate's degree plus some more college, so not quite bachelor's.
Okay. So you will say like college graduate and bachelor's?
Yeah, college graduate.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed,
employed.
Student, or employed? Thank
employed.
You very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, married?
Married.
Thank you very much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
I don't like any of them, and I don't generally vote, so whatever that means. I don't
okay.
think of myself something else, I guess, is the answer.
Okay, I understand. So that would be okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, homeschool in the last 10 years?
We did homeschool for one semester probably 10 years ago.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I would say somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you very much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Never.
Thank you.
Not
for
really.
Each of the following descriptions, I understand that. Thank you very much. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply at all?
I don't think that applies at all.
Okay. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or class 8, does that apply to you, someone in your household, or doesn't apply
no.
at all?
Doesn't apply at all.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.